April 20, 2023, it's the Waffle Pedro Show.
Uh-huh. for squinting. I gossip in Morse code. And I code best while listening to jazz. Something like that, you know? And there are Morse code gossip strategies for up-and-coming up-and-comers and or down and outers, and I want to see less gum flapping, more squinting, yeah, less gum flapping, more squinting, yeah, less gum flapping, more squinting.
Watch for Pedro Show. Happy Thursday. Start off with John Coltrane with Dizzy Gillespie. Birdland, live, 1951, unknown radio broadcast. Burke's Works. And we had, from their debut album, Dumbass Youth, less gum flapping, more squinting, because of those software engineers in Estonia with their Skype invention. I got Dumbass Youth. Well, two-thirds. One-third no. Can't make it. Hey, Mike.
What's up? Hey.
Hey, Steve. Welcome aboard.
Hey, what? Good to hear you.
Yeah, now, I want to know the story of Dumbass Youth. All three people, even the missing motherfucker, have already been on the show, so we ain't got to go through that again. But we want to get, let's be in the moment, which is Dumbass Youth time. How did this band come about?
I want to hear what Mike Baguette has to say regarding this first, and then I'll comment.
Okay. I used to live in Knoxville, Tennessee, before I moved to Gainesville, where I live now. And Steve and Evan also are in Knoxville. And I heard of Steve. This is all kind of centered around Pilot Light, too, that club there, Jason Boardman's club, and Strike Light Records that is putting our record out. But I heard Steve solo as Old Man Fuck You several times, and I didn't know him then, but I was definitely enamored with this stranger's seemingly endless ability to write like incredibly like genius wordplay and banging the crap out of his 4-string guitar. So I was like instantly enthralled with this guy and wanted to learn like more about what in the world was going on in his mind. So I think I tried to ply you with like free guitar strings to talk to me at one point, and unwittingly he fell into my plan. So, but anyways, then I think we did a couple of duo shows maybe, and then we played a few things here and there, and then at one point we did a gig after Evan moved to town, which was the three of us, and I thought that was like a real treat playing with those two guys in that way. And so when I was about to move out of Knoxville, Jason Boardman had been kind of on me to do something, to do an actual recording in Strike Light Studios in town. And so in my mind, I was like, well, we should do this group because who knows when this will happen again with me moving, and I want to make sure that this is something we can keep our finger on. And so we made the record, and here we are. That's my version.
Right. Well, I mean, I was looking to play in a band with a guitar player who was very slippery, very proficient. And you know, Mike Baghetta, he's a guitarist of slippery proficiency. Let's face it. You know, the guy can he can wiggle his like left hand pinky like crazy. You know, he can stand in one spot and wiggle around. And so I thought, all right, there's one guy, and then the other guy, you know, he can provoke shit and then keep going with it. Whether it's like four strings or two, it doesn't matter. So I thought, okay. And then Mike, you know, had all those guitar strings, and I was like, damn, you know. And they weren't just any guitar strings. They were like custom made for him. And I thought, well, if I get my hands on some of Mike Baghetta's strings, I could be slippery. I could be proficient. I can, like, you know, wiggle my pinky around. And I can be quietly transgressive. I can blur the lines between composition and improvisation. And I can, you know, that was it. And then he said, well, you can't just do that because I'm doing that. So you got to like bang on shit and spout off, you know, say a bunch of random crap. And I was like, all right. If that's part of the deal, okay.
Yeah. Your specialty.
Yeah.
Well, and, it's a power trio. Someone had to work the drums.
Yeah.
Please tell me, what was the first fucking dumbass youth prac like?
We've never practiced once.
Okay, yeah, no practice. First time you fucking played together then, god damn it.
On stage. On stage at the gig. And I think what I liked about the band is that, like, through pretty heavy listening, hopefully, while we're playing, we're kind of crafting the songs in the moment. So the idea is that there is no practice, there is no set form, there is no set words. Steve's got different words for every gig. Evan and I listen closely and kind of make the form happen with the drum at the same time. So so practice with the band would kind of be antithetical to the idea of the band, I think.
Okay, yeah. What was the first fucking gig like then?
It was like we faked people out into thinking we had actual tunes.
Okay, so kind of a fraudster thing? You got over, or what?
Yeah, it was a fraudulent, vaudevillian, like, mess of...
Foist?
Yeah, it was just fun. We're just
I wouldn't call it a foist. I'm not that aggro to the audience.
Oh, I'm not aggro. I just like to poke fun at everybody, including myself, because if you don't poke fun at yourself and you're poking fun at everybody else, you're just another fucking asshole. Being a, you know, making the world suck. So, yeah. Fun. It's just fun.
And you want to die on that hill.
Well, whether or not I want to, I'm probably gonna, you know, so might as well accept it.
Let the freak flag fly. Look, you gave me this whole roll. You know, you take the K out of punk rock, you got pun rock.
The pop dimension of the nihilist roll. The pop dimension of the nihilist hole. The pop dimension of the nihilist roll. The pop dimension of the nihilist hole. The roll, the hole, the roll, the hole will... Well... As I was saying, the pop dimension of the nihilist roll slash hole, where people pour ink over people spilling blood. People pour ink over people spilling blood. Killing people, cutting records. Killing people, cutting records. Chopping the hit parade. Chopping the hit parade and the most wanted list at the same goddamn time. The most wanted list and the hit because the great American substitute for social revolution is murder. The great American substitute for social revolution is murder. Dean Burnham said that. Dean Burnham said that. Dean Burnham said that.
Thank you.
Dark eyes hide the dark. Blanket and brown. Where have been the days before freezing rain came down? The last warmth of the year where the colors of fall. Death in the marshes go paw and claw. Through drought, rain, frost, and thaw.
What are you doing digging up the maypole? What are you doing digging up the maypole? The pole wouldn't give an inch. While they counted on the yardstick, ratchet up the progress at the speed of speed.
For Pedro Show, that Chuck music style with Dumbass Youth from their debut album, Egg Drop.
Yeah.
Yep.
But this tune is Hole/Roll, and the kind where you're playing in a drama, not a chowing piece of bread. Mm-hmm. Tetsui Akiyama, Makoto Oshiro, Susai, and Roger Turner with Yotari, live at Futari, 2013. Then the Smudges. This is a buddy of Nels Klein, right? Jeff Gauthier. Wow, who's making all that fucking noise? Coyote. Music of Chance in memory of John Cage. Then we had Charmaine Lee with Exuberant Bodies for Yan June from Netherlands. Jan Bart Lou with Michigan Wood Frog. I think I'm doing spiel at the end of that. Spima.im out of Italy, brand new. Heliotrope. Also, Atavin. This might be a re-release, but it's a new re-release. Drought Shears. I like shears. Fuck scissors. Shears. Because when you get your hair cut, it ain't cut, it's shorn. I like that. Okay, Chunks after that. Don't Help. Bass Man's from Edinburgh. Finally, Dumbass Youth with the Speed of Speed. Okay, so when did this recording take place?
This must have been about 2 years ago.
2021.
Yeah.
So it was sometime after the first gig, right?
Yeah.
I think probably about a year after the first gig.
Yep.
And was there gigs in between? Because I know there weren't no fucking pracs.
There might have been one gig against maybe a couple months. Maybe did we even play maybe the day before the recording?
I don't know.
I think there might have been one more gig, and then we made the record, then I moved, and then we did three or four more gigs this past fall. We did a little string. One of them we opened up for your boy, Tev.
Tev Falco, living now in Thailand near Bangkok. Yeah. Beautiful man. I got to be a Panther Bird for a tour with Larry. So, okay. So there was that time in between.
Right. And
so I wonder if that was weighing on what came out of the studio. Now, the producer was Jason, right?
Yes.
What kind of producing did he do?
I mean, he set up the microphones and, you know, got it so that we were okay with playing together, and then just hit record and said, okay. And I'd be like, okay, that's a take.
That sounds like the Rudy Van Gelder method.
Yeah, it was just like everything was one take, just go, see what happens, and that was pretty much it. And then
he wasn't like, go put on this fucking clown suit, and then, you know, because we want to get this feel or some shit.
Yeah, the red nose was firmly affixed to everybody.
What about big green shoes?
Yeah, contact mics stuck on them, too.
Flower that squirts piss. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, April 20. Tomorrow's Ziggy B-Day. 2023, yeah. Special guest, dumbass youth. Well, two-thirds of dumbass youth. Hold tight for hour two. April 20, 2023. It's the second hour of the Watch for Pedro show.
The D-E-A-L. Yeah, the D-E-A-L. Oh, the D-E-A-L. Well, the deal involves confronting an elitist audience with the bloody fucking horror of its complacency and ugliness. For and against, M-I-N-E, mine. Yeah, my bloody fucking horror. That's right. Dumbass traps deep in the bush for the man. KUB, hallucinating reality. Could be you, could be me. I'll let you know, I'll let you know telepathically for a fee, of course, and a $300 deposit. Cause electricity? No. That stuff is definitely not free. Unless you're Benjamin Franklin with a kite, a string, and a skeleton key. A stormy sky chock full of static. Walk away when the only payment option is automatic. Man, you're better off sweating or shivering under a tree, hallucinating reality.
Watch for Pedro Show start off the second hour with Dumbass Youth off their new album. This tune's called the D-E-A-L. All hyphenated people. Itchy Self after that out of Quebec with B, What You Be. Yeah, and they use the letter B, right? Okay. It's kind of like leash talk, right? Cities and Desire plus Dorothea from Italo Calvino's Invisible Cities. This is the Bromley Symphony Orchestra featuring the Underwood Piano Harlequintet. Then Noisuka with True Thought, Van. And this is what, I mean, if you didn't pick Dumbass Youth, this should have been your band name. Party Nerves. With Goose Suit. Yeah, Party Nerves. That's a name, man. That's a bad name. Anyway, they got it first, so fuck it. Yeah, Party Nerves UK or something. Okay. Dumbass Youth finally with Hallucinating Reality. Okay. How long did it take in the studio?
We did 6 to 8 hours maybe. And I think we ended up with like 18 tunes that we picked from. And actually the three songs that are on this record that have acoustic guitar, those were actually recorded just Evan and Steve without me, and I added the acoustic layer from my pad here. There was a microphone problem, so I had to go back to my place and get a different microphone for the amp.
Oh, there's acoustic on this?
Yes.
You're saying like about 7 hours to do the whole album to get 18 tunes.
Yeah.
There was no second day.
Right.
Jason mixed it.
No, Greg Saunier mixed it and mastered it.
Okay. So Jason was just the idea man and the man with the hot hands on the knobs with Greg. He's very good.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. You played with him in Deerhoof.
I did, but just set the record straight once and for all. I was never in Deerhoof, like an official member of the band. I just helped out when they were going through a rough spot. When Rob Bisk was leaving and John Dietrich was joining, I played a handful of shows around the Bay Area with them on guitar and some background vocals and maybe bass on one or two. Just helping them out because they were friends of mine and I was a fan and, you know, it was just helped them out. But I was never like in the band. I never recorded with them or never, you know, toured with them or never, you know, was never officially in the band. Just played with them.
So kind of like a Sugui Montague.
If you say so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think, were you in the version that I saw in Wilmington? Nels Klein.
That's another thing. Like, you saw a 7-year rabbit cycle, I believe.
Well, I know some of those guys one guy from the band went to make that band. And me and Kay actually played a Dose gig with them at the Smell for Jim.
Yeah. No, that was Rob Fisk. After he left Deerhoof, he formed a band called Seven-Year Rabbit.
That's right.
Yeah, I played drums and did vocals a little bit in that band and recorded on the first two records. And then, but they moved around. And then the gig that you saw, I wasn't there. It was like, I think Chess Smith was playing drums with him at that point.
No, the one I'm talking about was the Deerhoof gig. The one that I know I was 7-Year Rabbit Itch. I actually played on the, I shared the stage with Dose.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And one time I was a gig goer, Nels brought me, and this was something called the PCH Club. It was trippy. It didn't last long. It was in Wemos next to Pedro here.
Hello?
Okay, you gave me this music, whatever, you know. It's just, I might have witnessed you before I met you, Steve. That was
I would have known if you were, like, at a gig that I played. I would have been like, just fucking, like, what? You know, like,
well,
but
do you don't remember that 7-year rabbit itch? That one at the Smell? If you were playing drums.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay, it was another version. And you know how that pad is, man. Me and Kay played up front because that back room, it's a fucking den, man. A bowling alley.
Right.
Skating rink. Okay. Look, penciled to be running down the street going woo, woo, woo. Let's listen.
This is called Penciled In to be Running Down the Street Going Woo, 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 Woo. And it will respond, show fear, and it will bite your hand off. I say, where I'm from, it's not possible to deteriorate into negative chaos. It ain't possible to deteriorate into negative chaos where I'm from, because where I'm from is a place where I am penciled in to be running down the street going like a meatless moniker pulled out on paying taxes with a musky scent, a grimy gent, a block on murder porn faxes, dropping names like a meatless moniker pulled out on paying taxes with a musky scent, a grimy gent, put a block on murder porn faxes. Chastise a cat for chasing a fly? No, let the cat chase the fly. The cat likes chasing the fly. The fly doesn't care. He's probably not going to be caught. And the cat will have something to do for, I don't know, 6-7 minutes. Okay? See ya.
Watch for Pedro Show. Start that chunk of music off with Dumbass Youth from their debut album. And this tune is called Pencil. In to be running down the street going woo woo woo. Then Bill Alves with Ting Click Takata. Adam Trumbo with True Blue. Plus Dog Plus with an excerpt of their Planners. Finally, Dumbass Youth with Meatless Moniker. Nobody wants, yeah, moniker with meat in it, right? Fuck that.
Zing.
So, Now, when it comes to the spiel, is it Man Alone or do you confer? Is you dreaming by committee? What, Steve?
What do you mean? No, I mean, I don't ask those guys, hey, what should I sing or yell?
Or just like a launch pad kind of springboard thing, like, you know, give me a topic or something. No? It's kind of a voice.
Yeah, I just like either they'll play off of me. Like I'll just open my notebook to something and just start doing, and they'll do shit.
Ah, notebook.
Or they'll do stuff. What's that?
Notebook. So you like you have like a trove of words.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. But then also I'll go off script, so to speak, and like you know it might be something if somebody's looking at me, you know, weird or whatever, I might say something to them or you know a snatch of conversation I heard before. Might be thrown in, or it could be anything, man. Like, or if a thought occurs to me while we're doing it, I'll just say that.
Okay,
like,
let me get all fucking specific on your ass. What about fucking, yeah, running down the street, penciled in, woo, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't even tell you what the words are to that song right now. That was like almost three, you know, like 2 years ago or whatever. I have no clue.
Okay, and you didn't listen to the record again. You remember that band Green on Red?
Mm-hmm.
That cat used to like make up words for every time they perform.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, Mike.
Not Chuck Prophet. Chuck Prophet was, I think, the organ player in those days. But I can't remember the guy's name, but this guy would, like, you know, sing whatever every fucking time was a new tune.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like doing that too.
It's
see, I mean, it should be known to everybody. Steve has, like, what I would imagine to be like hundreds and hundreds of notebooks filled with word ideas that he goes to. And it's, to me, it's like super inspiring. You know, like I start to do some words with songs, not with this band, but you know, the way Steve kind of takes everything that comes his way as possibility for peace, for lack of a better term, that's been really inspiring to me. And you know, it's nonstop. You're out having a drink. Steve's got the notebook. You're walking down the street. Steve's got the notebook. You're sitting around playing cards. Steve's got the notebook. I mean, it's like, it's a really inspiring thing to me, you know, not to get too into it, but I don't think like everybody does that. I think, unfortunately, a lot of people wait around for like the grand idea to strike, which is like, you know, a big folly.
Well, what about the dilemma? What about the dilemma of the rapper where there's so many words in every fucking tune, you start repeating yourself?
Nah, you don't have to repeat yourself. You can just keep going, you know.
Well, listen to cats like Ice Cube or Rakim, and I mean how the first records are really happening, and then it starts getting, you know, because there's just so many. All you need, like, you know, on the bass or the guitar, you know, one good lick, and that'll work for three or four. You don't have to come up with it every fucking line, you know. That's the dilemma. Yeah. That's the challenge, the dilemma. I have a lot of respect for
that. I would be surprised if at any point Steve ever repeats himself. Given all the history of all that kind of stuff, I think Steve would be the guy to never repeat himself.
Well, and Mike Watt, you bring up an interesting point. Like, you're referencing, I believe, recorded music. And I didn't even really want to record this stuff. I just wanted to always be live and in the moment and changing every time. Because at this point, I kind of think, there's nothing, if you want to record, that's cool, but like for me, it's kind of like, well, in my mind, everybody with a phone is kind of simultaneously like, or, you know, record producer, engineer, marketing department, A&R person, like all they got to do is just like hold it up and record it if they like it and then throw it on the internet and there it is. And so at a certain point, I was just like, why the fuck would I bother recording anything anymore?
Because you know? Steve at Strat Light wanted you two.
Right.
Okay, we solved that mystery, huh? We're at the end of April 2023 edition. Why people are so special guest, two-thirds of dumbass youth. Hold tight for hour three. April 2023, it's the third hour of the Why for Pedro show. We'll be right back.
of the world. The walking man watching the insects and spiders of the world, right? Hanging with a guy with a broken leg and murder teardrop tattoo. The walking man is hanging with a guy with a broken leg and a murder teardrop tattoo. Watching the online ladies online. The fuck you old man guy. Thinking, I just want to be captured on a trail cam with an opossum eating ticks off a willing deer's head. Oh, yes I do.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Walk for Pedro show. Start off the third hour. Dumbass used to and walking man protege with a broken leg. Fucking took this one kind of personal. Yeah, what about people? Fuck, that's loud. All men are created equal. That's wishful thinking, right? Yeah, no skydiving or cartwheels for Watt. Not yet.
Soon.
Soon. So, Steve, for a while there, you were in Texas.
God, I mean, just for like 6 months. Just for 6 months.
You know what? Actually, Steve, you worked with our friend Chris Schlarb down there doing book auctions or something, he told me.
Oh, no, that was like back in 2007.
Even earlier.
That was like a long time ago, yeah.
Wow.
So did any of that from the, fuck that ancient shit, but this more recent. Did any of that make the notebooks that made the lyric sheet for Dumbass Youth album?
I don't know. I don't know what the words are for any of the songs on the record. I mean, I've only heard like the Speed of Speed, and the Hallucinating Reality because those are on Bandcamp, and I listened to those a couple times. I don't know. Okay, but I don't know. Maybe.
Well, would you consider stuff in your notebooks like diary entries?
No, they're not really diary. It's just in a lot of it. To be clear, it's just like a lot of it's just like stuff that other people say that ticks me, or like if I'm watching a video or somebody, like it could be a comment thread, like, or a text thread, or like somebody says something weird, I'll write it down and then like fuck with it later to make it work, or just leave it as is. It could be anything. A lot of this lyrics is like, I don't even really consider myself like a writer really, because I'm just like taking, it's almost like I'm taking dictation as the decaying, fucked up culture like talks itself into falling apart, you know, like and I'm just taking notes, you know, and like trying to get a laugh out of it, and hopefully make people feel like they're not, you know, alone or crazy. You know, it's just like, hey, let's laugh at all this shit, pretty much.
Documenter?
I don't know even about that. It's just like all this stuff is just a gift, you know. It's just like I consider it. Like, all the words are just gifts that are, like, given to me, and I just hear them and write them down. Like, I mean, anybody could do what I do. It's not, it's really easy. It's like,
I don't know if I asked you that. What about drums? How long you been on drums?
I'm not a drummer. I just play them, it was the first thing I ever played when I was a kid. So I started playing drums when I was, like, 11, and then switched guitar at around, like, 13.
And is Dumbass You the first time you went back since those days?
No, I played drums in 70 Rabbit Cycle. I play drums in a band right now called D.I.M. And I'll hop on a drum kit. I love playing drums. It's great. It's fun.
Well, was this your drums that you used on this recording, or did you borrow it?
No, those are mine, yeah. Oh, yeah, I played drums in this band called The Teeth. Too with Greg and Aaron Russell and Mio Osaka.
I played some of that. Remember?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, okay. You got another tune here, Kiss Casket. And for some reason, All Rights Reserved copyright is part of the title.
Yeah, I had to enter into the negotiations with Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley to get that like straightened out. And you know, they drove a hard bargain, but in the end they saw, you know, I was pure of heart, so they rolled with it.
Talk to Peter, Chris, and Ace Frehley. Let's
listen. Right,
This is called A Fallaciating Level of Pandering Will Automatically Get You Enlisted in the Kiss Army. And it goes like this. I would rather my dead body be thrown into a dumpster in the back of a 7-Eleven than be buried in a fucking Kiss casket. C-R, Kiss casket. Oh, yes. I say, I would rather my dead body be thrown into a dumpster in the back of a 7-Eleven than be buried in a fucking Kiss casket. punk rock heroes makes me wonder why the Minutemen never sounded like the Kings of Rhythm. Comprehension of so-called contemporary punk rock heroes makes me wonder why the Minutemen never sounded like the Kings of Rhythm. The forget me not while you throw away your voice at T-S-O-L Jello Shots. Remember to cough up the forget me nots while you throw your voice at T-S-O-L Jello Shots. Jello Shots. Now I know how my dad felt about Frank Sinatra in relation to how I felt about the Who. About Frank Sinatra in relation to how I felt about the Who. The dogs have killed two pepper plants digging for the damned chipmunks. The dogs have killed two pepper plants digging for the damned chipmunks. Now you no longer have to tiptoe over all those sharp broken shells. Strange the things I miss. Strange the things I miss. Strange the things I miss. Walking barefoot through the grass and not having to worry about stepping on honeybees in the clover. Honeybees in the clover. Honeybees in the clover. Where are they gone? Where are they gone? Where are they all gone? Buried in a Kiss casket in a 7-Eleven parking lot. God damn it. You are my new God, that which I currently worship and despise at the same time. Yeah, at the same time. You are my new God, that's what I currently worship and despise. At the same time, at the same time. The new God said, hey now buddy, hold the phone. I'll hook you up to with the testosterone when you kick that hatred to the curb. Reduce all the teachings to an on one line blurb that can go up against the reality stranglings, the proverb manglings, and the 12-string janglings that go D-O-P, D-O-P with T-N-T, T-N-T, then take a back seat to Y-Y-Z, that's right, Geddy Lee, no relation to Eric Tim or Robert E. Anyway, the best news of the day was the rhino poachers getting eaten by lions. Sometimes shit works out in this world. It's good to stick around and see how it plays out. Not to mention the fact that a man died in Florida while attempting to microwave a microwave. Hellhounds will be my bitches. So I won't think about it. I won't think about how it's best to not think too much about the delusional degree to which one has to be in denial in order to not lose one's mind these days. Okay.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro Show. Last music for this edition. Started it off with Kiss Casket. Casket with a K, people. Dumbass Youth. And then J.P. Lemke with the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble. J.P. Lemke was on the show a couple episodes ago. Interesting composer, musician. What's that fucking noise, man? It's really loud.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That was me. Sorry about that.
Fucking Ursa. Okay. What's on the fucking skillet for Dumbass Youth?
We're going on tour.
When's that come?
In a week. A week from now is the first show. Well, yeah. I don't know when it's going to be here, but...
April 27th through May 13th, up and down the East Coast. The whole record comes out April 27th.
I-95 yep. Tour?
A lot of 95.
Okay. And can people find out about it somewhere on the internet?
I'm glad you asked. They can go to dumbassyouth.com, and they can also go to dumbassyouth.bandcamp.com.
Right. dumbassyouth.com, people.
Nailed it.
Go there and you can find out about this upcoming tour. And it is the debut tour, right? I mean, you've done about 5 gigs, but those were like Knoxville?
Yeah, those were all, I think actually all those were in Tennessee, weren't they? So it was like a whole Tennessee weekend. So yeah, we're leaving the state.
Okay. And you're not going that far west, right? It's going to be more East Coast.
Yeah, furthest west is like, I think Knoxville's the furthest west. But we go from Florida up to Maine and Vermont, so everything in between there.
So we want to warn people, if they get the album, they ain't going to be hearing the exact same versions.
No. They probably won't hear any of the songs that are on the record.
Yeah, they probably won't hear any of the words. They probably won't hear any of the same guitar sounds, and they might not hear the same bass sounds either.
And so there's probably no set list?
I can guarantee there's going to be no set list.
And on the album, on the recording, did Evan use stand-up bass?
Yes.
100%?
100%, yep, through amp.
Okay. Oh, so was it mic'd in an amp or just a... like?
I think it was mic'd in a DI from the amp, yeah.
A piezo pickup on the bridge or something?
Yeah, I think that's his usual deal. He's not here to tell us, so we
I know, that's a fucking heartbreak of psoriasis, let me tell you. So, you know, Bass Brother, too, letting us down like that. So, but I'm curious, is that what he's going to use on the tour?
Yeah, I think that's what he only uses, upright bass through the amp, DI out. If he's doing bass stuff, that's all I've ever seen.
Okay, if that's the case, what are you touring in?
We got a rental minivan.
Oh, okay. Because those are pretty big pieces of equipment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll put the seat down, toss it in.
And Steve's bringing his drum kit?
I hope so.
Yeah, but it's really small. It's just like a bass drum, a floor tom, a snare, and a ride crash. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I told Carl Palmer. You know, one time I saw my buddy Tony brought me the fucking, there's two drum sets. One of them like lifted into the air and spun around and shit.
Yeah.
And then get this. He had a big fucking ship bell over his head with a big rope hanging there, and he grabbed it with his teeth and fucking be yanking on it. Yeah. It was
working the room.
Right.
That's what happens when a drummer is also a martial arts expert. You know, you get all like rope and hanging around upside down.
What was that bad? The bare bottom, that cat who was shot walking his dog. Knew that guy.
Ray Davies got shot walking.
No, this man was shot to death though. He was a cat from Nebraska. He lived up in the city. The Bare Bottom Boys was the name of, I can't remember his name, but like the drummer, they were all naked except plungers, right? So the drummer had 3 sticks.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm implanting ideas in your fucking skull, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I'll make sure to mention it while we're on tour with a microphone.
Yeah,
Mike,
right,
let me just sing about a plunger three times three.
You know, I'm talking about...
We got another song.
Am I drawing a picture in your head of that third stick? Okay.
If you insist.
Of course,
yes,
the guy didn't use a fucking throne.
Right, I don't see that either,
man. Who was that cat in the Stray Cats? What was his name? Right, they had a guy who's...
Slim Jim.
Yeah. Or was he the bass man? No? Okay.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
Well, I remember that their drummer didn't use a fucking throne, and neither did this cat. Because how are you going to get that third stick going if you're fucking sitting on your ass?
Right. Okay. And you need, if you don't have the plunger, you need some tap shoes, too, by the way, and some snappers.
You think out of this tour, you're going to have what it's going to take to make a second Dumbass Youth album?
It's already recorded.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, we had 18 tracks.
Oh, okay. So I thought that was just ephemera? Okay, but it's actually the next installment. Okay, that's bitchin'. So look, when you're ready to put it out, will you guys come back on the show, maybe all three of you, so we can play it and talk about it?
All three, 100%.
Okay, that's an invite. We're going to etch it in stone right now. Thanks so much.
Gracias.
Safe seas.
You.
Keep that keel in the water.
Thanks, brother.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you.
People, it's been the April 2023 edition of Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.